Halfway point of the Denny Schaefer Show brought to you by Eva's. Get $50 off and free alterations on any dress purchase from Eva's Bridal Boutique and Alterations. 814, it's Q105. Live and local. Don't interrupt. Partly sunny, low humidity, 75, 68 now. Sorry, what?
How many guys have shouted vagina yet? What do we have?
We have none.
What's up with that?
Yeah, what's the problem?
Well, the vagina challenge is geared towards women. We're just taking it. Well, wait, hold on. Oh, no, somebody just texted me the word in all caps, vagina. That doesn't count, dudes. There's a vagina challenge going on right now from Vagisil. And if women scream the word vagina in public and then they challenge three of their girlfriends to do the same and they post it to hashtag vagina challenge, they'll donate $5 to women's causes, up to 25 grand. So this is a real thing.
Yeah, but men should be allowed to do it too.
I think so.
It would make more money for the cause.
Right. Yep.
For
exactly.
Our prize pack, you get, if the first guy to text it to me, 419-240-1055, you have to scream the word vagina in public. First one, we had a couple of women do it like bam. But dudes, for whatever reason, don't be embarrassed and shy of the vagina, because I know you're not.
Now they won't. But when they want it, they'll scream it all day.
Right,
exactly. Thank you, Tricia.
Do you think about it all the damn time? Just yell it once, and you could get a prize pack. So record yourself and then send it to me in a video, and you could get a prize pack. All right. Michael Phelps fiasco.
Yeah.
People are outraged that he didn't actually race a real stinking shark. People are really upset.
Oh,
you watched it for over an hour, didn't you?
No, I mean, I just caught the last 15 minutes of the show, so I don't know how the first 45 was, but I'm like, oh, thank goodness I didn't watch this whole hour because I would have been mad.
Well, they have a right. You know, they set their DVRs for it. It's the only thing that they thought they could watch because it's summer, like, boredom time for TV.
Right,
and then that's what they do. Yeah, I understand that.
I spent 60 minutes of my life watching a build-up to Michael Phelps race a fake computer-generated shark. I'm peeved. Michael Phelps' race against a computer-generated shark will go down as one of TV's most hyped flops. Hashtag gullible, TV viewers.
Ooh, wow.
I honestly feel so robbed that I just watched an hour of a stupid show to see Michael Phelps race a fake shark. Another one. Phelps racing a fake shark is like when your teacher says there's going to be a sub but shows up the next day.
Yes, that's it.
Phelps has been hyping this up and that he's going to race a shark for months now. He did it tonight, and it was a damn CG shark. Hashtag fake news. Is that your phone?
That's Susie's phone.
It's doing its own show. I've turned down all the notifications, and I don't know.
By the way, Porkchop has not texted me back. Yeah.
That's because he doesn't want to hear about it.
Phone's
that's
on
his,
the fritz.
I'm not going to deal with it right now. So.
Apparently, this is a thing. People are very upset that he didn't race an actual shark. He raced a computer-generated shark.
You know what's kind of funny is that Michael's kind of leery about really cold water. From the time I tuned in up to when he raced the shark, he's all about the water. Like, I don't like it when the water's cold. I'm like,
you know why?
But you're a swimmer. Like, you'd think by now he
maybe
would
it makes his muscles cold.
Shrinkage.
Oh.
That's what it is.
Oh.
Right.
Well, he wasn't a tight.
Okay.
Why were they in South Africa? Weren't they in South Africa or somewhere?
And what is the point of even doing that?
I don't know. Right. Where were they? I think they were in Africa or somewhere.
I'm not sure, but he was concerned about the water temperature being like 12 degrees colder than what he's accustomed to.
Shrinkage.
Okay.
Telling you. All right. There's a company in Grand Prairie, Texas called Best Herbs Coffee. One of their brands is Café Jatin. Traditional natural herb coffee. The name isn't so great, but the ingredients were. The FDA just made them recall it after they found it contained, quote, the active ingredient in Viagra.
Oh, alrighty then.
They had to recall the coffee because that ingredient can be dangerous for people with high blood pressure, high cholesterol, and heart disease.
Oh, yeah. Just like Viagra can be. Yeah, sure.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
I get that.
Gives a whole new meaning to the phrase, I need coffee to get me up in the morning. Bam! There you go.
Okay.
All righty.
I bet you that, though, that people that have this, now it's really going to sell.
Yeah, right.
Well, they pulled it off the shelves, but if people still have it, can't you? I bet you can find this stuff up on Amazon or somewhere, Craigslist.
Because it would
or
be like a double benefit because you'd have the caffeine too.
Well, we tried the boner coffee and it works.
Yes.
Did you buy? Did you buy more?
I have a couple packages at home. Sure.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Have they been used?
Oh,
at
no, they're not used at our house. No.
No.
Mm-mm. No. Okay. No. Nope.
All right, so we had to give equal time because we had all that chat of vagina chat today. We had to get over on the, you know, the schmeckle side.
My heart is gold, but my vagina is platinum.
There you go. Platinum vagina. Don't you wish you had a platinum vagina?
No, I don't, but thanks.
All right, after the show, come on down to the station. There's going to be some fireworks. Or just tune in on Facebook Live. Because Paul is going to race a 101-year-old woman. We can just say that, even though she's not going to be here.
Right.
Yeah, well, that's, just, that's it'll be what simulated like Michael Phelps. Yeah.
Well, Paul's got to beat 40.12 seconds in 100 meters. Julia Hurricane Hawkins, 101 years old, and she just smashed the record for somebody 101 years old. Can Paul beat her? Oh, and he's wearing a diaper with his shirt tucked in because he doesn't
want
to. Tucked into the diaper?
Go.
Yeah, that's what he said. He doesn't want to run without a shirt because
he doesn't want to put an eye out.
He doesn't want the video of his man boobs flopping. You know what I mean?
Well, I understand.
Because the way we're going to have to do this is one of us is going to have to be down there at the start.
Okay.
I'm going to be at the finish. So we'll need one down at the start, one down with me who's clocking it.
Got it.
And you at the start should clock it too.
I can't clock anything.
Oh,
other
that's
than
right.
Because of our phones.
Because I'm in a
you're
mess.
You're going to clock them?
Yeah.
Pork chop?
Right.
Uh-huh. Anyway, to see if Paul can break 40 seconds. Oh.
Okay, well, I don't know, because he's got a bum knee and a bum ankle, and I don't know. He's got a tech
for Jenny
later. Do
we have EMS on hand?
I don't know. Maybe we shouldn't. I don't know. I feel kind of bad
for
the
like
guy.
I feel like we should have something, somebody
oh my
available
gosh.
With
Pork chop texted you.
Well, tell him, did you?
She can't see or read any texts.
Because
if you want any contact with her, you have to go through me.
Oh, make sure, because my phone is fine, as he says.
And she says her phone is fine, as you said.
Last night. Mm-hmm. Yep. Okay.
All right, let's see if he responds. I'll just give you my phone, and you can start fighting with him on the phone.
My
It'll
gosh.
Be awesome. But don't erase him.
Whatever you do. Yeah, don't erase him.
So
yeah.
I can see him. All right. Last night, of course, episode 2, season 7 of Game of Thrones.
Oh, yeah.
A show that none of us can afford because none of us have HBO.
Because we're in radio.
I wonder if we're probably missing out on something really big. And in 10 years, when we're sitting around, we're like, oh, let's binge watch Game of Thrones. We'll be like, oh.
How did I miss that?
Yes.
By that time, it's 7 seasons in. And
we'll have the time.
Here's the recap from last night.
Game of Thrones.
Your plans are laid out at Dragonstone.
Game of Thrones.
While Cersei plots and schemes on the Iron Throne.
Game of Thrones.
Sam operating on Jorah Mormont made a squirm.
Game of Thrones.
And you. Some love to ask your boy Grey Worm.
Game of Thrones.
Euron grabs Cersei's prize in an Iron Islands coup.
Game of Thrones.
Alas, not in Game of Thrones, season 7, episode 2.
Game of Thrones.
822, Denny Schaefer for Appliance Center Home Store. They now have their Appliance Center service and repair. So if you had an appliance that went on the fritz over the weekend, call them because here's a deal. 419 Pay Less. Mention my name. They'll give you 60% off your service call with a repair. If you decide not to repair the appliance, they'll give you $175 in AC rewards money you can use in the store. Appliance Center Service, 419 Pay Less. Mention my name, Denny Schaefer.